This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And remember, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. I'm going to add another group in there tonight because they're working real hard and have been for the past couple of days, and they're going to continue to all over the weekend, and that is the snowplow drivers and the sand and salt truck drivers operated out there. They are definitely doing a yeoman's job out there. Now, to everybody else that's out there working this weekend on the Third Watch, we appreciate what you're doing to keep America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can also find us on iTunes as the Captain's America. We're over there, as well as all the other different places we are. We're on 53 different platforms. If it's out there, we're on there. How's that? All right. And joining us right now, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience, it's the one, the only, the incomparable, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And the crowds at the airport that have spent all night waiting for their flights are letting you know that they hear you. By the way, we've also had some interesting fun tonight. Guess who's been flying around?
Who's been flying around? Reindeer?
No, listen.
Ho, ho, ho. Christmas from me, Santa.
Yeah, we got the Christmas star that you can still see that's still up there in the sky. It's bright, you know, the brightest it's going to be for the last couple of 3 days. But I saw it the first night it was out there. Man, it was like somebody had a freaking 1 million candle power spotlight in the sky. Now it's a little less brighter, but it's still there. Still there.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We got a picture of it. In fact, I put a picture of it on the Facebook and a few other sites. Really beautiful, once in a lifetime kind of event there.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian standards. Well, after vetoing what was called the NDAA, or the National Defense Spending Bill, the president left for Mar-a-Lago with the lovely Melania, with the COVID stimulus relief and government spending package left in limbo. Nobody really knows what he's going to do. Now, we'll get into what that's all about, but what do you think about all that?
Well, I think I agree with his action. When you read what that bill entails, it is an insult to the American people. Why would you give so much aid to foreign nations that, first of all, some of them are our enemies, and second of all, we shouldn't be doing that anyway, even if they're our friends. That money should be going to the American people if it goes to anyone. I'd rather that they just open up the economy. That's the best economic boost.
Stop the shutdowns.
Stop it and allow us to live economically.
Now, of course,
so I agree with him.
Yeah, well, I understand why he did what he did, because a couple years ago, in 2018, the president, after he was given that massive spending bill that he said nobody read, and he signed it anyway, he says, I will never sign another bill like this. But here's the deal. This is his latest comment. He slammed the COVID spending bill as a disgrace, wants to give Americans $2,000, not $600. That may or may not happen, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But the fact of the matter is, nobody got a chance to read that bill. They didn't know what was in there. And you're right about the foreign aid. Usually foreign aid does not go out in a stimulus bill for COVID. It goes out as part of the budget from the State Department for the year, but they tacked it all together, didn't they?
Yeah. And I think that there were other wasteful spending purposes in that bill that is harmful to our country. And, you know, when you use that kind of money, it's over $1 trillion total.
More than that. When you had the budget in there, it was almost $3 trillion.
Yeah, But when you spend that kind of money on wasteful stuff, whatever it is, you're setting our country up for a fall. You know, I mean, we can't afford it anymore. We're putting ourselves in such a deficit. I mean, we'll just literally collapse under the weight of the deficit.
We'll never get out of it. Even where we're at now, we'll never get out of it. Nobody will live long enough to see that deficit get paid down. Nobody. Just isn't going to happen.
Because of no restraints. They refuse to at least hold the line on spending and allow the economy to grow.
But I get it. I understand what's going on here. Now, first of all, Kamala Harris, who's been AWOL from just about everything Washington until she went up there to say, I'm here to cast my vote. She also said the following, and this ought to wake everybody up. She said, and I quote, it is within our power to change the course of the history of this country. Think about that. It is within our power to, quote, change the course of the history of this country. Fundamental transformation of America. There, I've said it.
Yeah. And we've been warning people about this for
over a decade. Over a decade.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And we'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll have an Edwards notebook in the middle here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And before we get to the Edwards Notebook, I want to tell you Moss Nissan is open and selling cars, and a lot of them, too. They're wheeler-dealing right now, and that's because the new 2021 Rogues are in at the Moss Nissan dealerships, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue, and I mean it is something to see. It starts with those quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard. Now, don't forget, including the all-intelligent all-wheel drive, which is fun to drive, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. And I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, because Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous added value-packed item that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. With over 800 vehicles now in stock, Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. So, check them out. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan right beside the Acura store on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money. And here's the Edwards Notebook.
A candy maker in Indiana wanted to produce a candy that would be a witness. So he made the Christmas Candy Cane. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the candy maker began with a stick of pure white hard candy to symbolize the virgin birth and sinless nature of Jesus. The candy maker made the candy in the form of a J to represent the name of Jesus, who came to earth as our Savior. It also represented the staff of the Good Shepherd, who reaches down into the ditches of the world to lift up the fallen lambs that have gone astray. Realizing his candy was very plain, the candy maker stained it with red stripes to symbolize the scourging Jesus received, by which we are all healed.
The large red stripe was for the blood shed by Jesus on the cross so that we could have the promise of eternal life. Unfortunately, the candy became known only as a candy cane, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas time, but the meaning is still there for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I pray that this symbol will again be used to witness the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down to us remain the ultimate and dominant force in the universe today and forever. Merry Christmas, and may God bless everyone. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And this is Ron Edwards right here. Good morning again.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. We've got a caller on the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Captain. This is Jim from Tampa.
What's up?
I just wanted to touch base and say that I believe that the Democrats are following their doctrine of never letting a good crisis go to waste. They're taking total advantage of this. And two, I think that I want to hear your opinion. I do believe that the election is still going on, very unusual. And all of us who voted for Trump, if we still just do this last thing, if just half of us pick up the phone and call our two senators and call our one representative, three phone calls, and voice our opinion, maybe we could get some with some backbone, and maybe we could still win this election.
Okay, well, we'll answer that. Now, first of all, people are calling their representatives. I know that for sure. I've given out the numbers. But I also put a new twist on it this week, and that was to call the DOJ and tell them that you wanted not only something done about Hunter Biden, namely a special counsel, but you wanted them to take a look into the election because we don't really know what they're doing. But the problem is not one-fold. It's not a single issue. We know, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Mr. Ron, we know that the judges are just not wanting to hear this, correct? That's number one, right?
Yeah, the crooked judges are refusing.
So we are, and that includes the Supreme Court, I might add. So,
yes.
So far anyway. So what we have to do is we have to call not our congressmen, not our senators, because they can't do a damn thing about this. We have to call our state legislatures who have the authority and the power to change things the way they are, and they can do it if they want to.
If they have the will to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We have the numbers. We have enough Republican led legislatures around the country to actually change the direction of this election.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding out hope and believing that, believe it or not, we will have a second Trump administration. I refuse to give up and give in despite how things may be playing out to this point. Refuse to give up.
Well, you don't need to refuse to give up, but you also have to realize you got to answer this question, and everybody's got to answer this. What do we do if Donald Trump is not allowed to be have a second term in office? What do we do then? Well, I say that we continue to support the man, and we continue with the boat parades and all the flag waving and all that stuff. And when he holds his rallies, which you know he will, right, that we go to the rallies, do everything we've been doing to keep the interest up there because it's going to be there. People are going to say, well, what can we do? This election's been stolen. And, yes, I totally agree it's been stolen. But if we're stonewalled on this, and so far we have been, then the only way that we can fight back is we've got to change the people at the low end of the food chain. That's the state reps. That's the county legislators. That's the city people, because it all goes national but starts locally.
And if we retain, if we do retain the Senate, we also have to, I believe, remain in constant phone contact
with
our senators.
You bet.
To keep their feet to the fire.
You bet. That's a good thought.
Hold the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's a very good thought. Now, I got to ask you a question because there was something really strange that came out of Minnesota. And I'm surprised I haven't heard from George up there, but I might after this. A white church in a small town in Minnesota said, we're going all white, no black people at all, period. We're going to be an all white church. Huh?
Well, they didn't say all black people. They said all any other people, you know, besides white people. But you know what? On the surface, you might say just what you did, huh?
I did.
But what about this, Captain? They're all black organizations. They're all black Asian. I mean, I'm sorry. They're all Asian organizations, churches, and the like. And no one says a darn thing. They have a right, in my opinion, to have that organization up there. If you have a right to have this black church, black theological church, or whatever it's called, that's been going on for I don't know how many years. Nobody's complaining. So
no.
They decide to have
I've been in black churches. I've actually spoke in front of black churches, you know, the all black churches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the black, what is it, the liberation theology. Mm-hmm. They're officially all black, white hating churches. And, you know, no one's going to Nutsville about that. So why should we get upset at a bunch of people who want to have an all white church? If they don't want to be around black people or other people, fine. Go to your church by yourself and have a nice time in Jesus'
yeah.
name.
Yeah, well, you've seen the story, so you know what's going on. Now, I got to ask you a question here. The U.S. Cyber Agency says the SolarWinds hackers are still, underline the word still, impacting state and local governments that are using that system, SolarWinds. Now, the U.S. Cybersecurity Agency said yesterday that a sprawling cyber espionage campaign made public earlier this month is still affecting state and local governments, although it released few additional details. The hacking campaign is going against the U.S. tech company known as SolarWinds that has a lot of government people involved in the system.
Well, it just shows you, and here's another area of our government that and situations here that need to be cleaned out. It's the springboard to penetrate federal government networks. It's impacting enterprise and networks across the federal and state and local governments and very critical infrastructure and entities as well. And I think this is something that we need to get a grip on and shake this madness loose, because they continue to infiltrate our systems in such a manner.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be pretty for this country. Mm-hmm. We don't get a hold of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something interesting, and this is the NFL doing this, and I know where they're going with this. They're going to test this before they get to the Super Bowl. Oh, darn it. Can you hang on for just a little bit longer?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, then hold on just a little bit longer. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards. What I was going to talk about, there's an NFL story, and I talked the other day about this with our sports guy, Patrick Hyland. They're talking about allowing more people into the Super Bowl, more than the 13,000, if they've had the COVID vaccine and can prove it. How about that? Don't know if Florida will go for it or not, but they're going to give it a shot.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus deaths are projected to top 500,000 by April, according to data from a new model. The latest data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says that deaths could reach 567,000 by April 1st. Dr. William Schaffner of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN the biggest point to take away from this new data is to continue to do the simple things to prevent the spread of the virus.
Simple mask wearing can avert an enormous number of deaths. We've rather known that,
But when you put a number on it, it becomes much more real and overwhelming. And it just reinforces my determination to go out and ask, plead, educate, persuade people to wear their masks, do the social distancing. It's a New Year's resolution. Let's start it at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Baron Farah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Baron Farah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farah and Farah. Let them push back. Visit FarahandFarah.com.
Now, their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And you spell Farah, F-A-R-A-H, FarahandFarah.com, F-A-R-A-H for the Farah. And they're located in Florida and Georgia. Check them out if you need an attorney to help you out. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. His program's heard live Fridays at, what, 5 p.m.?
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Very good. Now, we want to talk about, you wanted to talk about something, so go ahead. I'll let you get started first.
Something? What was it that we were going to talk about? Oh, shoot. Well, we already talked about the black pastors.
Well, I was going to mention the cybersecurity, the solar winds and all that stuff and what was going on there, because we don't know the scope of that as far as the hack goes, and we don't know what they got because a lot of state and local governments are still trying to figure out what's going on, and it looks like this hack is continuing, the solar winds hack is continuing in some sort of degree amongst some of the state and local governments that still are trying to figure out how badly damaged their systems are.
And they don't know. It is an ongoing thing, and as they continue to investigate, to keep finding more stuff, and it's really bad. And we better hurry up and get our act together and tighten this stuff up before we will be so undermined in this country from so many directions. We won't be able to get out of it.
Let's talk about Georgia. Seriously. Let's talk about Georgia, because Georgia's got the election coming up, the runoff, and a lot of attention being paid to that. Georgia's top election official finally, yesterday, joined with the GOP to call to restrict absentee voting. Finally.
Yeah, it's about time, isn't it? It should be mail-in votings that they really want to restrict, because absentee voting...
they don't have mail-in in Georgia. They have the absentee.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess in Georgia, absentee ballot situation is as bad as mail-in in other states. Yeah, they need to tighten that situation up. If that's all they have, and with all the irregularities that has happened in Georgia, if you can't get your soul to the poll, forget about it. The only people that should be able to have a mail-in or an absentee vote are those that are crippled, that really cannot make it to the poll. Other than that, you should be able to get there, and that should be with no exceptions.
Well, there are exceptions, and here they come. Military,
okay,
number one,
military,
because they're overseas. First responders, number two, because of the shifts they work, and sometimes it's 24 on, 24 off. And by the way, last I checked, the election was one live day. But they could vote early, I suppose, and that sort of thing. And maybe even teachers,
I mean,
because of their schedule. Well,
but I mean the general population.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. And besides that, and I know the Democrats want to outlaw voter identification.
Okay.
You know, we need to strengthen that situation.
Well, we got Eric in Seminole on the line. This could be an enlightening call, so let's see what he's up to. Okay, Mr. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, Ron. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Real quick, regarding, you're talking about the Georgia election and stuff, and this is, I am not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so let's say for the sake of argument that the election in Georgia goes the Republicans' way, the GOP way, and Loeffler and Perdue are, you know, reelected, seated and everything. And so now we go to the January 6th. Correct me if I'm wrong. That is the joint session of Congress, where Vice President Mike Pence is going to be the presiding officer.
I know where you're going, but keep going.
Roger that. So, and I don't mean any disrespect by this. I mean, this is a serious question. Now you got President Trump with the vetoing the NDAA, which I think he should have done. I agree with that. May not necessarily be the same reasons, but I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I also believe he should veto the upcoming stimulus package.
Yep.
The giant omnibus, a pork barrel, whatever. Right? So, okay. So, will the do people in their heart of hearts have the belief or foundation that the Vice President, Michael Pence, will do the right thing? He has the authority to seat or unseat electors, and as far as votes go. Now, this is now what we're getting into is GOP versus Trump supporters, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Is the establishment politicians.
The swamp versus the Trump folks.
The swamp versus the people right
now. All right.
Now.
Well, let us – I know where you're going, so I know what you're saying, so let us answer this, okay?
Roger that, sir. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, you get what he's talking about, right, Ron? Because he wrote in the chat room at length about this yesterday.
Well, I didn't see what he wrote yet.
All right. Well, here it is. Will Mike Pence take the valid nature of the states and the fact that votes were stolen and the information is going to be put out there because they're going to have a debate about it. Each house is going to break this, that, and the other. Then the next question is, what senator is going to step up and say and do something? Is it going to be just Tommy Tuberville? It takes one. Is it going to be him or is it going to be somebody else?
It should be Ted Cruz, because he knows all of this. I mean, he's a walking encyclopedia, and I'm surprised that him and Mr. Fast Talker, Mr. Bold, Jim Jordan, I would have sworn he would have been first.
Oh, in the House of Representatives. Well, they've got 40. Oh, yeah. They got 40 representatives over there so far, so I'm not worried about that. The House is well represented.
But in the Senate, man, it's kind of thin.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know who that senator is going to be yet. We really don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But will Vice President Pence, and this is where this is where Eric was going.
Well, that's the $60 million question.
Yeah.
Because, you hear, it's like the wind blows one way and then the other way when it comes to Pence. Some say that he's loyal to Trump and he would do the right thing, and others say that he's a part of the swamp. He's a tough read. He says all the right things when he during his speeches and all of that, and he seems loyal and he seems.
Well, do you believe actions speak louder than words?
Way louder.
Okay,
absolutely.
So far the actions I've seen from Mike Pence are that he's solid in Donald Trump's camp.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything to tell me differently. This would be a shock if he does something different. We'll see. But then again, we don't know, and all we can do is sit here and try to try to Monday morning quarterback all this. And I hate to do that because, you're not going to be right. You're not going to be wrong. You just don't know. So we'll leave it at that.
And we speculate because we've been screwed so many times by many politicians who said the right things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say you never know until.
Well, I know one person that's not going to get involved, and that's Marco Rubio.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the other one that might, who's the chairman of the National Senate, National Senate Republican Committee or something like that, is Rick Scott. Uh-huh. He might go off. We'll see. All it takes is one senator, and then one becomes two, and two might become three. There you go. That's all it takes.
Louis Gohmert, he might.
He's in the House. He's in the House.
Yeah, you're right. It's a tight situation, but we just need one or two to stand up. And usually once you get one person in a situation like that, then you'll have the followers, and it snowballs. But it takes that one bold one to get it started.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments going on in the chat room right now, so you might want to take a look at some of the comments that are being made, because I don't think they're making comments as to some of what we said. And I didn't see this earlier. I would have mentioned what Eric said, but I appreciate all the comments. We've got a good group in that chat room all the time.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Whenever I check it out, they have wonderful things to say. But they're very knowledgeable. That's a credit to you and the audience as a whole.
Well, we try to edumacate them.
Yeah.
we try to edumacate them. Never mind this. We're not fancy here. We just, tell them what we know and let them do the rest. And they do. And if we're wrong, they let us know real quick.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hold on. I don't have any time. Mary, you'll have to hang on. You'll have to hang on or call back. Okay, Ron, have yourself a great holiday. Enjoy
you
the
too.
Weekend, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Merry Christmas to you and your wonderful audience.
Thank you. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Mary, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute. I'm coming right back with Mo on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And I'm going to say a special good morning out there to Donna Fiducia, who happens to be online right now. So maybe she's listening to me up there in Carrollton, Georgia. So hello to Donna and everybody up there at the Double D Ranch up in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, where we'll give you a big hoo-ah out there. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they are the best at what they do. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, will do on-site cleaning, and will have parts and repairs, and they'll come to you if you need them to. So just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, we've got Mary on the line. Yes, ma'am, Mary, you wanted to say something. Go right ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask a question. If you wonder if you live in a district where your representative is the wrong party, not your party,
mm-hmm.
So your Republican National Committee would be in a different county, would you have one in the bad county that you're
yes.
going up with?
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. That's your local party, if wherever it is. You're talking about Pinellas, just to use that as an example. You have a Democratic congressman. Pretty much Democrats run the show there. They do have the Republican Party, and there is a Republican National Committee woman and state committee person there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, because Ron Edwards is different county. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, folks, I got a treat for you. This is the most requested song, period, that I've ever had on the radio show, and I've been asked all night long, when are you going to play it? When are you going to play it? When are you going to play it? Okay, get ready. Here we go.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it with us, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Alrighty, that is the most requested song I've ever had on the radio show, and it didn't let me down last night. I've had it ever since before it came on the show. Can you please play Grandma Got Run Over By... Well, I did, and there it is. And thank you very much, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody, too. That's your little Christmas gift from me to you. Now, I gotta tell everybody again, please, for God's sakes, those of you that are out traveling on the highways, especially the people going from, sunny Florida or Georgia up to the Northeast, you are going to have an adventure all weekend. It's called a snowstorm, and it's going to be a big snowstorm, and it already is, and it has been. Parts of the Midwest have had 2 feet of snow or more, and the cold weather that's coming along with it. I'm not going to say it's going to be that cold where you are, but there's temperatures in the Midwest below zero without the wind. You don't even want to know what the wind chill is, but below zero. And snow along the lakes, yep. Snow along I-80, yep. Snow along I-70, yep. Snow along I-64, yep. I-81, I-95, I-83, I-91, 93, I-87. Sorry, And by the way, if it's raining where you're at right now, coming right behind the rain is cold weather and snow. That's all going to freeze. And you know what's going to happen then. So please be careful on the highways. Please be careful on the highways. And for all you traveling by airplane, and boy, I'm telling you, yesterday, like I told you, it took me 15 minutes to go a mile. Right here by the airport exit, 15 minutes. Everybody was going into the airport but me. I got off and went over to the radio station. But holy smokes, and I mean the cars were loaded with presents, the vans, the shuttles and all that stuff loaded up to the hilt. One guy was shuttled out of somewhere down in Fort Myers. He was towing a trailer. And I know the trailer he had behind him was full. Besides what was in the van, he had 9 or 10 people. So a lot of people were doing a lot of traveling. And there is a light at the end of the rainbow. It's called warmer weather. We'll be on the way sometime next week. But not this week. Not the holiday weekend. Not Christmas weekend. So just please be careful. And if you're out there traveling on the highways and byways, try the Pilot or Flying J. Pull on in there and tell them that you heard me, the captain, talking about them on my radio show. Go in there and tell them the captain sent you and said if I came in here and told you I was listening to him talk about you on his radio show, that I'd get a free cup of coffee. Because you will. You will. And if it's worth it to you, go do it. And then check out their restaurant, check out the trucker store. By the way, the price on their fuel is usually competitive, not only diesel but gasoline. And if you join their RV club or join their truckers club, driver's club, especially if you're a company, an independent company, and get the fuel card, the more fuel you buy, the more the discount is you get with their fuel card. Keep that in mind, too. Who's doing that? Not very many people, right? So there you go. Because I might stop by a Pilot or a Flying J here this weekend, too, in my travels. We'll see. But anyway, I want everybody to enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the time that you have with whoever it is you want to be with. The military guys and gals are still out there doing their job, standing that wall. The first responders, the firefighters, the police, the EMS, they're still doing their job. The 911 operators, they're still doing their job. A lot of people still doing work. You got to remember, if you go into a restaurant on Christmas, those people are working there too. Keep them in mind. A lot of people are working, even though it's Christmas and the holiday weekend and all that. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And when it comes to the military, remember, I wouldn't be sitting here, you wouldn't be sitting there, if it wasn't for somebody laying their life on the line so that we could do what it is that we do here in America. All right. Everybody take care, be safe, drive safe, fly safe, have yourself a tremendous holiday weekend. I'll be back Monday morning, 2 a.m. sharp on the radio. Count on it. Till then, ho, 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 and Santa, where are you when I need you? There you are.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas from me.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.